Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. Today, sometime during the program, I will be doing an in memoriam for Lyle Spud Murphy, who died on the 5th of this month at the age of 96. He was a prime arranger during the late 30s, early 40s, and had some of experimental compositions that he did in 12-tone style in the mid 50s for contemporary records. I'm going to play some of those. It's the birthday of Count Basie, born this day 1904, and there'll be something for him. I play him a lot, so it's not a big part of the program. Art Farmer, the great trumpet player, was born this day 1928, as well as his twin brother Addison Farmer, who played bass. All of that today. Jack Pettus now, C melody saxophonist, clarinetist, and tenor saxophonist, 1928 in his Pets. Pettus was an outstanding young artist in this art in Chicago, part of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, which originated in Chicago and copied the great black bands coming up from New Orleans, mainly King Oliver with second cornetist Louis Armstrong. So here's Jack Pettus and his Pets, 1928 for Victor Records, and one that he wrote in collaboration with Al Goring called A Bag of Blues.
my only dream, my only real reality.
You're the idea of my perfect personality.
You're my everything, everything I need.
You're the song I sing in the book I read.
You're way beyond belief
in just a minute, brief.
You're my winter, summer, spring, my
Pettis and His Pets started the set. 1928 for Victor and one called A Bag of Blues. And special mention to the wonderful drumming in that band by Dylan Ober. Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, 1959, singing. Prima playing his trumpet for Dot Records, You're My Everything. Written by Harry Warren, lyric by Mort Dixon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you. And let's have a set of three for you this beautiful afternoon. Oliver Lake, solo alto saxophone, 1983 for Gramavision Records. Frank Sinatra, 1948 for Columbia Records, and Earl Hines, solo piano, 1977 for Chiaroscuro. Three of them right now.
Thank you. Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you behave after all the things you told me? And those promises that you gave, oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good? And do just as you should. Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But baby, why can't you behave? I said I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can't you behave? Baby, I'm all confused. Thank you.
Well, the set was, starting with Oliver Lake, Frank Sinatra, and Earl Hines. Oliver Lake, unaccompanied alto saxophone solo, a composition he conceived called Sad Lewis. All that on Grammavision, and the record's called Gallery. Frank Sinatra, Columbia 78, 1948, did Cole Porter's Why Can't You Behave? The first clarinet backing him so sensitively was Phil Moore, who was running the band behind him. And the breakaway clarinet was Marshall Royal, who would later on lead the saxophone section for Count Basie for many years. Earl Hines, 1977, solo piano, and Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. All of that on Kia Roscuro Records. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, let's see, what do we want? Peggy Lee, followed by Miles Davis.
Hey, hey, clear the way. Looks like this is my lucky day. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed. Am I happy? I'm overjoyed. And oh, what petting. Oh, what loving I will soon be getting. Yay, bo, what a date. Here I go, I can hardly wait. till I met you today.
From Los Angeles in 1955, Peggy Lee sang for you, "I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now," written by Benny Davis and Jesse Greer. "I Never Knew," a beautiful tune by bandleader composer Ted Fiorito, lyric by Gus Kahn, and "Bye Bye Blackbird," written by Ray Henderson, lyric by Mort Dixon. Then, for Columbia Records, Miles Davis in San Francisco at the Blackhawk there, 1961, and his version of "Bye Bye Blackbird." Hank Mobley playing tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb playing on the drums, Miles, of course, on trumpet. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and
Desco Audio and Video. 36 years of servicing the Northwest with audio and video equipment, Desco Audio Video is family-owned and carries a wide range of name brands and complete custom installation services. Located in Olympia on Harrison Avenue Northwest, where audio meets video. Information at DESCOAV.com.
And now, Dave Brubeck, followed by the Accidentals.
Thank you. is in the air, telling us romance is ours to share. Now at last we found ourselves alone. Love like yours and mine has the thrilling glow of sparkling wine. Make the most of time ere it has flown away. You and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one? After the night and the music are done, until the time of pale light, of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die,
do-ba-do-ba-do-wa-do-ba-do-ba-do-wee-do-ba-do-ba-do-wee-do-ba. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby.
Scheme a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all the things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Hey, baby, diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till the lucky day you'll know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but Scooby-Dooby. To find happiness, and I guess a little things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, my baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell till that lucky day. Well, baby, I can't give you anything but love, love, love. No, no, not nothing. No, no, not nothing. No, no, not nothing but doobadoobadoo L, doobadoobadoo O, doobadoobadoo B, doobadoobadoo E, doobadoobadoo. I've got nothing.
Dave Brubeck Quartet performed in Carnegie Hall 1963 for Columbia Records. And they did For All We Know, written by composer J. Fred Coots. Brubeck at the piano, Paul Desmond alto, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on the drums. And then for ABC Paramount Records, The Accidentals, AXI Dentals. 1956, arrangements for them by Russell Garcia. You and the Night and the Music, written by Arthur Swartz, lyric by Howard Dietz. I Can't Give You Anything But Love by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Dorothy Fields, Dave Brubeck, and The Accidentals. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it is my pleasure to be with each and every one of you on Sunday afternoons. Big band time now. Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra in concert in Pasadena, 1948 for Gene Norman, recorded by his record company, Gene Norman Presents, goes by GNP, and here is Dizzy Gillespie.
Next, we would like to play Good Bait. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now we'd like to introduce our bassist, Nelson Boyd, and his one bass hit.
Dizzy Gillespie in concert, 1948 in Pasadena, in California. Part of a Gene Norman Presents, and GNP did the recording. Good Bait, One Bass Hit, I Can't Get Started, and Manteca. Dizzy, of course, on trumpet, featured. Bass work by Nelson Boyd, as announced. Chano Pozo on bongos, and the regular drummer is Teddy Stewart, and the tenor saxophonist that you heard was James Moody. GNP Records, Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra, concert in Pasadena, 1948. Chicago, 1942, here is Moon Mist. Duke Ellington's Orchestra in Chicago, 1942 for Victor Records, and Moon Mist, written by Duke's son, Mercer Ellington, and work by trumpet star Ray Nance on his violin, Johnny Hodges' alto, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. Duke Ellington in Chicago, 1942. Interesting about Ellington, certain art situations, not just the music, but all the arts, that there's a gathering at some time of all the appropriate energies necessary. And it just seems to work that way. Duke Ellington. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... All right, moving right along here. Louis Armstrong and Oscar Peterson, followed by Art Tatum.
Why what's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Lovely as ever, I must admit. Oh, what's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you are sweet to offer your hand. I understand. I do. Pardon my asking what's new. Of course you couldn't know. I haven't changed. I still love you so. Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you are sweet to offer your hand. Mama, I understand. Adieu. Pardon my asking what's new. Of course you could know I haven't changed. I still love you so. From nowhere, the night that we met, it was like a melodious plea, sweet moan song that wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Oh, sweet moan song that was meant for me. Gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song that was meant for me. from nowhere. The night that we met was like a melodious plea. Sweet moon sound, 'twas meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon song, baby, that wasn't meant for me. It came gliding to my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended. Rhapsody in love, there I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song, yes. Baba do 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 da do 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 do. Yes, it was me.
Louis Armstrong played his trumpet and sang for you. Oscar Peterson at the piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louis Belson on drums in Chicago, 1957 for Verve. They did What's New, written by bass player Bobby Haggard, and Moonsong by Arthur Johnson, lyric by Sam Coslow. Then Art Tatum solo piano at a private party at Ray Heindorf's home. Heindorf was a great producer of some of our fine movies and loved Tatum and invited him to the house and did the taping. And by way of one person to another, I got these from Jack Webb from the tape. And Tatum's version of Moon Song. All right. And then Don't Blame Me by Jimmy McHugh and There'll Never Be Another You by Harry Warren. Louis Armstrong and Oscar Peterson followed by Art Tatum. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and now to an all too short in memoriam to Lyle Murphy, whose nickname was Spud because he liked them, and one of the great composers and arrangers in Hollywood and New York. He had been working in the late 30s for some of the great swing bands, and then he had his own band then, and then surfaced in Hollywood in the mid-50s with his own orchestra doing his compositions and experimental work, 12-tone, out of Arnold Schoenberg and other composers who, matter of fact, were living, Schoenberg was, living in Hollywood at the time. Lyle Murphy, for Contemporary Records, I brought two records. We'll hear two from each, interrupted by some commercial here. First is Blue Moon, written by Richard Rodgers, arranged by Murphy. Buddy Collette on flute, the soprano saxophone of Russ Cheever, Andre Previn piano, and Abe Most on the clarinet. Also Collette plays tenor. Then Murphy's own composition, Dizzy Dialogue, featuring the dialogue between contrabass clarinetist Chuck Gentry and bassist Curtis Counts. And then I'll get back to you about the 1956 gathering. Here's Lyle Murphy, his band, his work, 1955.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Spud Murphy's Orchestra in Hollywood, 1955, for Contemporary Records. We heard Richard Rodgers' Blue Moon and Murphy's own Dizzy Dialogue. And Murphy died on the 5th of this month in Hollywood at the age of 96. Before I get to the 1956 selections of Murphy's work, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... And the two more selections come from a Gene Norman Presents record of 1956 in Los Angeles. Murphy's arrangement of Harry Warren's I Only Have Eyes for You features Colette, Buddy Colette again, on alto saxophone here. Baritone saxophonist Bob Gordon, and the work on tenor saxophone by Maury Crawford. And then a Murphy composition called Lost in a Fugue.
Thank you.
memory of Lyle Murphy, who died on the 5th of this month at the age of 96. That was his band in Los Angeles, 1956, for Gene Norman Presents. We heard I Only Have Eyes for You, and then Murphy's own Lost in a Fugue, Lyle Murphy. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Let's hear Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson, 1975, followed by Buddy Rich and his band, 1977.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. When your lover has gone, what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering. Like faded flowers, life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. Do be do it.
Thank you.
Ella Fitzgerald sang for you, and Oscar Peterson played his piano. 1975 in Los Angeles for Pablo Records. And they did When Your Lover Has Gone, written by Einar Swan, who did the music and the lyric. Then Buddy Rich, his drums, his band for Century Records, 1977, and Bud Powell's Bouncin' with Bud. On tenor saxophone, Gary Brybeck. On piano, Barry Kiner. And the wonderful arrangement by Frank Porowski. Buddy Rich, and before that, Ella and Oscar. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, let's take a breath here for a bit and relax. And by request from many of you, Lorenda Almeida and Frederick Sikora, guitar and cello, respectively, are going to do a sonata for guitar and cello from Los Angeles, 1976, on Crystal Clear Records. And then Lorena Almeida on guitar and Sally Terry Contralto are going to do Villalobos, Baquianas Brasileiras. Here's Lorena Almeida. Thank you. guitarist Lorenzo Lameda in a couple of settings. First in Los Angeles, 1976, for Crystal Clear Records. He and cellist Frederick Sikora and percussionist Chuck Flores did Sonata for Guitar and Cello by Radames Natale. And then Lorenzo Lameda for Capitol Records did Bachianus Brasilianus number 5 by Villa-Lobos with contralto Sally Terry. Lorenzo Lameda in two settings, Sonata for Guitar and Cello and Bachianus Brasilianus number 5. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's a birthday today for Count Basie, who was born this day, 1904, and it would be his 101st birthday, matter of fact. And Art Farmer and his twin brother, Addison. Art, of course, playing trumpet and flugelhorn, Addison bass. Born this day, 1928. So, for the rest of the program, Basie and Farmer. Here's Count Basie, who is from Red Bank, doing a Neil Hefti arrangement of The Kid from Red Bank. Count Basie, 1957 for Roulette. Today is his birthday. He was born this day, 1904, in Red Bank, New Jersey. And we heard a feature for Basie at the piano, The Kid from Red Bank, and then one called Duet, which featured the trumpet work of Joe Newman and Thad Jones. Before I get to Art Farmer, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you. And now to Art Farmer and his brother Addison Farmer, twins, born 1928 this day. Art on trumpet here, Wynton Kelly piano, Addison on bass, and Herbie Lavelle on drums. And we'll hear a beauty from 1954 for Prestige, I've Never Been in Love Before. Art Farmer, his birthday today, and his brother Addison playing bass. Art, of course, on trumpet. Wynton Kelly piano and Herbie Lavelle on drums. For Prestige 1954, they performed I've Never Been in Love Before. back to Bill Basie. Count Basie's birthday today, born 1904. These are by Neil Hefti for the band. They're beauties. After Supper, which features Basie and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor saxophone, Basie on piano, of course. And then Midnight Blue, a feature for Basie.
Thank you.
Happy Birthday to Count Basie, and that was 1957, a Roulette recording, the Atomic Period, and two originals for the band by Neil Hefti, both beautiful, After Supper, featuring Basie, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor, and then a feature for Basie throughout, Midnight Blue. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.